Oh, my friends, we had a very spirited discussion during the break. And we will not go over it because if you've heard the Panama City story, you just know this is right down the same line. But anyway, we're talking about absinthe, which is this is a drink that Chef Eric, I mean, this is a really Chef Eric drink. You know, it's foofy, it's historical, it's Frenchy, it's all these things rolled into one. And absinthe, when I first heard about absinthe, which was by my first event down in New Orleans, they were talking about wormwood. And nobody knew, it was, they just say the herb wormwood would cause, reportedly cause all these crazy things to happening to the brain. And it was a hallucinogenic. And in 1908, they banned it because of the wormwood. But nobody knew what was the thing in the wormwood. They just said, well, wormwood caused, you know, X to happen. But it, now we know it's the thujone. But also they think the problem wasn't necessarily the thujone as much as the proof of what they were drinking. Because a lot of stuff back then, back in the late 1800s, early 1900s, you didn't get a lot of 132 proof anything.
Yeah.
And so they think that was probably more of the cause than the thujone. Because now you can actually get absinthe with wormwood, but they don't put as much wormwood as they used to put in there, obviously, because of thujone. Now, this is what makes this a chef, perfect Chef Eric drink. Why is that, Chef Eric? Do you just go to the bar and get a bottle of absinthe and pour it in a glass? You can, but what would be the Chef Eric way? Ooh, Smucker's.
Yeah.
I love Smucker's. That's one of my favorite over-the-counter. Now, OTC. Now, you see, I knew if I say something I like, you're going to that's quite
what?
Well, anyway, talk about absinthe.
So, absinthe is, it's really a great drink. Never do shots of it, though. You need to have proper, and I've done them before, by the way.
Multitudinous shots,
yeah, but that's because we were too lazy to do it the right way. The right way.
Oh, here we go.
Is
this is what I'm talking about.
You take a decanter, it's a usually a sterling silver base to it.
Of course.
With a crystal
tureen.
Yeah, tureen up on top of it, a clear crystal. And you fill that with ice water.
Any kind of particular crystal or just any old crystal will do?
Well, Waterford would be nice.
There we go. But, yes, of course.
So it's then it drains down in through there, in through the silver, out to these little pipettes that are coming out the edges with a little valve on them.
Yes.
Okay? So all this basically to deliver drops at a time of ice water into your glass. So your glass then is a small cordial glass, crystal.
But it doesn't go, of course, it doesn't go straight from the tap.
No, no. So you start with the cordial. You put your shot of absinthe inside there. Okay. The cordial glass is about twice as big as the absinthe shot that you're, so it should
depends
be 50-50.
On whose point.
Well, it should be a 50-50. You don't want to go any more than 50% of the height of the cordial glass because when you put that underneath the spout, each of the four spouts, then you take a block of sugar, and these sugar cubes are very specific.
Of course.
They're French, typically a little bit larger. They're not the the square, you know, C&H sugar cubes or Dixie. They're Perrigine usually. And so they're a little shallower and a little bit wider. And they go on this special little spoon that's sterling silver. And that then sits, it's got sort of a little stop on it. So it sits on top of the cordial glass with the sugar. And then you turn open the valve, and the ice water will begin to drip down slowly over that sugar, begin to dissolve the sugar. Then the sugar and the water go into the glass. And once it's, you know, not quite full, then you're done, and it's ready to drink.
Bob.
So it takes a few minutes.
Yes. All I can say is I was in New Orleans with him. Now, we all have our holdo stories. Those are you know, monumental. But he goes into this place. It's selling absinthe dispensers, or whatever you want to call it.
Absinthe.
Yeah, I don't know what the official word for it is. I call it a dispenser. That's what it does. It dispenses ice water into whatever. So we go in there, and he starts rattling off. Now, we're just walking. He goes, oh, man, I've always wanted to get one of these. Let's go ahead and check the price. So he walks in, and the lady, being kind of snooty because it's that kind of store, she says something with a French accent. And then he starts. And the two of them go back and forth like two hens. And of course, he's got like Jack Benny, you know, the hand and the elbow. And he's like this. And he's, you know, and these two are going back. These two pretentious snobs are going back and forth over this thing. And he's going, no. And she's going, no. Well, at the end of about an hour, he says, "We." And I figured he either had to go to the bathroom or he'd agreed. He finally agreed. That woman had broken out in sweats. Now, this is an experienced New Orleanian retailer. She was sweating. She couldn't pack that thing up fast enough and thank him out the door as fast as he could because she went through an hour of French hell, but he got that absentee. And that's the only, I'd heard of it, never seen it, but they actually sell them down there on Morales. So you have to go to the, you know, obviously different stores, but I'd rather take a Bud Light, unscrew the cap, sit down and drink instead of, excuse me, would you like your absinthe with one or two cubes? And is the water, I can see him and Renee. Renee, would you check the water temperature on the absinthe dispenser? Oh, Eric, I think it's only 42 degrees. No, it must be 41. I mean, how much work for a shot? I mean, really?
Not a shot.
Well, oh, here we go again.
It's a cordial.
Okay. How much percentage by weight is it? No, it's too easy. Picking the low-hanging fruit. Now, what are you making here? We'll change subjects while you still got a chance.
All right.
What do you got?
I'm taking biscuits out of the can, the Pillsbury. I'm using the honey biscuits.
I'll tell you what, they have got their grand biscuits. Are pretty. I mean, if you want quick biscuits, they're pretty good.
These are the grands. I'm taking a little sort of ball of peanut butter, and I'm putting it in the center of the raw biscuit.
Oh, man. And how's your burger coming?
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, it's coming. It's almost ready. And now we're going to take, so that's on half of them.
Oh.
Now we're going to take some jelly, and I'm using strawberry preserves.
Why? Because you don't want to say it.
Smuckers. I love Smuckers.
No, you just.
Smuckers is, well, you know, I used to have Knott's Berry Farm.
Yeah. Oh, were you close to Knott's Berry Farm?
Yeah.
I always wanted to go. Is that a cool place to hang out?
I mean, it's very crafty.
Never mind.
So I don't even think it's around anymore.
I don't think so. I don't think it is either. Yeah. I thought it was like an amusement area.
Yeah, well, it is an amusement park. But All right, so we're going to take these two, and then we're going to smash them together. And start loading them into a little baking dish.
Nice.
So these are like raw peanut butter and jelly sandwiches right now. Now you don't want to spread them out too much inside. You don't want to spread the jelly too much inside so it stays in. But you can maybe even seal the edges a little bit. And we'll get one more in here.
Hold on. I want a picture, too. Well, go ahead and eat it. I want to see a picture of that.
Yeah, I'm not eating it raw.
Okay,
so, and then this goes in the last. So I've lined this baking sheet with parchment. And now what we're going to do, before we put this into the oven, I'm actually going to take a little spray coating, spray that on top, and then we're going to go find some sugar.
And you could brush with butter too, correct?
Yeah, you could absolutely brush with butter.
Do you like the butter spray? Have you tried that?
I mean, I guess that's fine.
I've tried it. I can take it or leave it.
Well, I mean, if you're going to use butter, you know.
Yeah.
Don't use a substitute. So now I'm going to take a little bit of sugar, and I've just found some great light brown sugar here. So we're going to use light brown sugar. Now, normally you'd want to use probably just granulated, but. This could make it even better. Who knows? So we're going to take that little light brown sugar and sprinkle that on the top of these little biscuits. The biscuits are standing straight up and down.
Oh, okay. So you're vertical.
So straight up and down in the that thin loaf pan, which is what that pan is. Now, this is going to go out for, you know, whatever period of time the biscuits that you're using are set for, so... This is 12 to 16 minutes. So we'll probably go 16 minutes And we're going to put these out on the egg at about 350 for the next 15, 16 minutes or so.
I'll tell you what, that's, and you know, this is, once again, this is Bachelor Cooking for Bob. These are quick and easy recipes that you can do if you're Bob, if you're Art, if you're Russ. Mm-hmm. You can do these recipes very, very easy at home, but it's also a great recipe if you want quick, easy recipes for, you know, you've had a long day at work, you can stop by and pick up some already roasted chickens and make your enchiladas. There's a lot of things you can do very, very easy, very, very quickly, and very, very tasty.
Yep.
It's all about food, fun, and Bob, Chef of the Fat Man, live from the Cordon Green at the Big Green Egg Culinary Center in Doraville, Georgia. We've got so much more to talk about in the final segment. We're going to wrap it up, give you some great ideas, and then we're going to say bye.